Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we're talking a little bit about how to go from ordinary to extraordinary. What has to happen for you to take all areas of your life to a 10? Interesting. Some of you are going, oh, I'm going to turn that show off. That might be too much work for me. No, it's not. It's really not. I have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about neuroscience today and how to use the mind to impact all areas of your life and your behaviors and how to really achieve extraordinary success in all areas of your life. So, you know, think about your life right now. You know, are you a 10 in all areas? You know, let's think about your career. Think about your health, your fitness, your money, your finances, right? Maybe your social life, your spiritual life, your relationships. You know, all those areas of life you can up-level. And if you do that, what happens is that you make better choices. You have to make better choices to do that. But we'll teach you a little bit about how to make some really great choices today to up-level those areas of life. And guess what happens then? Your life gets better and better. And actually, what I want to say is you get into the flips. You know, all those areas of life you can up-level. And sure, there's challenges. We all have challenges. But the challenges don't seem so great when you're in the flow. Some of you are in overwhelm. I know, because I coach a lot of you. And what happens with overwhelm is you're making a lot of times poor choices. You are taking on way too much. You're stressed out. You're worried. You're concerned. And that results in a difficult life, right? Yeah, the other part I want to say is the stress piece is a very important piece. Is you may know or may not know, I have another show called Heal It. And on that show, I interview a lot of medical doctors, integrative medicine doctors, doctors of naturopaths, and you know, all MDs, some practitioners. But what they all tell me about stress, about 85 to 95% of all disease is caused by our stresses. Interesting. So if you can learn how to operate that brain in a different way, then guess what? You can reduce your stress. You can increase your power to make great choices. You can have more peace, more joy, more happiness in life. Who wouldn't want that? All right. Well, hopefully I've encouraged you to stay tuned and get some notes and pass this show on to people that you love, right? Because after the break, I'm going to introduce my guest. We're going to be talking about how you can up-level those areas of your life.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Now, Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. The show is called The Courage to Explore Neuroscience with Dr. Paul Zak. And he, Paul, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Really great to have you, man. This is going to be a great discussion. I'm looking forward to it. So for those of you that don't know Dr. Paul, he is a university professor at Claremont Graduate University and is in the top 0.3% of the most cited scientists. Paul's two decades of research extending the boundaries of behavioral neuroscience has taken him from Pentagon to Fortune 500 companies to boardrooms to the rainforest of New Guinea. He's a regular TEDx speaker. He's appeared on Good Morning America, Dr. Phil, Fox and Friends, ABC News, and his work has been reported in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, The Economist, Scientific America, Fast Company, Forbes, and many others. Right now, he's got a new book out. It's called Immersion, The Science of Extraordinary, of the Extraordinary, and the Source of Happiness. Wow. All up my alley here. I love this. Love your new book title. That's great, Paul.
Yeah, we don't want boring experiences, right? And we have so many that are either boring or frustrating or mundane. So how do we create extraordinary experiences? That's the work I did over the last 15 years.
Let's jump right in. Let's talk about the data. Let's talk about what neuroscience has brought us over the last, let's say, decade, because a lot of changes have happened. And tell us a little bit about your research and what you specialized in and that part. Maybe even how you got into it. Yeah, maybe we'll start there. How'd you get into it? Let's start there.
Sure. The backstory is post 9/11, a lot of money went into the Department of Defense to do lots of things, sustain Homeland Security. And part of that funding, my lab received money that asked us to identify how to help soldiers have a new superpower called persuasion. So could we identify the brain basis for persuasive communication and create a test bed for soldiers to verbally communicate, put out video programs? So how do we actually influence other people's behaviors? So in doing this work for many years with taxpayer funding, we identified how the brain values social emotional experiences. So Ken, you know this intuitively. The brain's very lazy, right? We have habits. Those habits are hard to change. Your dear wife may complain about something you do and your response should be, honey, I want to change, but you know, my lazy, lazy brain just is used to doing the same thing for all these years. So when we see this neurologic state that values social experiences highly, I call it immersion, your brain goes, wow, this is so exciting. Oh my gosh, give me more of this. And that influences both attitudes and also behaviors.
Well, that's really good. And I have a very persistent wife. So when my behaviors are not exactly right, you know, she won't just tell me one time. She'll tell me many times until, it's kind of aversion therapy. Where I start to change things. And I probably do the same to her, but okay, I like that. And what have we learned about persuasion? Let's start there. What have we learned about persuasion and how the mind works and how people can influence their own persuasion on their habits and or the habits of others?
Yeah, so first kind of level set. As social creatures, we're constantly trying to persuade other people. That's what we do. So my view is we ought to do it as well as possible. So we created technology that lets us measure neurologic immersion in real time and ask, is this communication or is this experience, is this restaurant experience, is it giving me enough value in my brain that I'll enjoy it, but I want to do it again. So it's very practical from a business perspective. Businesses want to create extraordinary experiences for customers because you create loyal customers and return customers. That's wonderful. But customers also want that, right? I used to give the example of going to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I actually went, I had to renew my license recently, and it was perfect experience. They checked me in, they were early. I'm like, okay, well, I can't complain about the DMV anymore. They're great. But we have a technology that lets us pull this data from smartwatches and fitness wearables, use algorithms in the cloud, and watch this data in real time so that organizations and individuals can learn how to make experiences extraordinary. So, okay, persuasion. How do we do it? The most effective way to persuade someone is to tell a story. Looking at hundreds and thousands of different communications with data, neurologic data. If I have a story, that is, I introduce characters, put them in some kind of setting, generate a crisis, and have those characters resolve that crisis, that's the narrative arc, that sustains neurologic immersion, and my brain expends all this energy going, oh, holy crap, this is really interesting. I should probably do this thing.
Interesting. Well, you know, this whole science is fascinating. I had a client the other day that said to me, you know, if it's not fun, I just don't do it. And I thought, but this is a person that's very scattered, right? She's chasing fun. So she's chasing that oxytocin, that feel good chemicals that are released in our brain. And it's creating a lot of challenges for her, right? So I can see how we want our customers to have a good experience. That's good. What happens when it gets out of balance like that, where somebody's just chasing fun all the time? They want the endorphins and oxytocin to go in their system and feel real good about everything. But if it's not fun, they move off. Soon as the entrepreneur creates the business, oh, it's a great idea. But the hard work stops. How do you change that up in a person?
Yeah, it's hard. So again, there's sort of two key components that create social emotional value for us are associated with dopamine. That means I've got to be present. I got to be here, right? If I'm distracted doing something else, I'm not going to have a great experience talking to you. And then the oxytocin response is the emotional value I get from this experience. So those two neurochemicals interact, induce electrical activity that we can pick up with fancy technology. So by knowing what gives you the most value, you can begin to curate your life for greater happiness. And so for your friend who's jumping from activity to activity, she's not sort of percolating in the activity. She's not getting as much value out of it. She's just looking for the next peak. And so I think the key there is to slow down. The app we built links to your calendar on your phone. And so it'll actually tell you every day, like, here are the best things that you're doing neurologically to create value for you. And that value almost always involves other people, right? So if I'm by myself, not talking to you, writing, I'll get some value from that. It's inherently valuable. But talking to you, having a friend, helping someone change a tire, whatever that is, much more valuable neurologically.
It's about, so it's service. About service. Yeah, it's funny you said slow down. That was the exact advice I gave. So yeah, slow down to succeed is what I know. Because when we're going so fast like that, we're missing a lot. We're missing a lot of life, quite frankly. Yeah. You mentioned this, yeah. These smartwatches, right? You know, and you mentioned that we can now measure, you know, and do studies and things. What's going on in that technology right now? Can you tell me a little bit about what we can track and what, I know a few things, but I bet you know a lot more.
Yes. Yeah, so let's talk about why, first of all. So, you know, there are basically four pillars that we can use to extend our health span, how long we live happy and healthily. Diet, exercise, sleep, and the quality of your social connections. So diet, exercise, and sleep, all easy to measure. We all understand that. Right. Your smartwatch will pick that up. What about the value of your social relationships? Mm. So compared to what? Compared to my, I don't know, how much I like these mints, or, you know, if we ask people, it's very hard to articulate that. But when we're in a world of social connection, which is what we need to thrive, about half of our happiness is due to our social interactions. Half. That's huge. Now, if I'm socially isolated, if I'm lonely, my sleep tends to get worse, my diet tends to be worse, I'm less likely to exercise. So all these pillars feed back on themselves. So what we've created is a technology that lets you get that objective information on who I should be around, what I should be doing to create as much value for me. And then the paradox of this, and that's why I love the name of your show, you have to have the courage to get outside yourself. So if I want to build strong social connections, I need to invest in those relationships. Yeah. So even if I'm the most selfish person ever, I just want to live longer, I've actually got to be a good social friend, colleague, family member. I've got to help other people because otherwise they won't invest back in their relationship with me.
And I'll just mention that courage piece. You know, courage is like a muscle. We got to develop that muscle, right? And a lot of people have undeveloped courage. But, you know, courage, I want people to think of, is not a word. It's really a power. It's a force. It's an energy that we have within us. And then when we tap into that energy, we can go and do what Paul just said, go out and create social relationships, you know, go get a smartwatch so you can start tracking yourself and know what you're doing. Find Paul's app, what we're going to talk about in just a minute, so that you can increase the excellence in your life. So listen, Paul, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about your app, but I also want to, you know, touch a little deeper on what does excellence mean, and what, you know, it doesn't mean everything, same thing to everybody. And what does it mean to you, and how can our listeners step their lives up a little bit to get into that excellence energy vibration? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking to Dr. Paul J. Zak, and we're talking a little bit about the neuroscience and also how to step into a life of excellence. That's a great question. How do we do that?
So we found from a neuroscience perspective is that when we have these peak immersion moments, mm-hmm. we have a lot of neurologic value. We are building up our emotional fitness. We're actually stronger as human beings, right? We can take those inevitable hits that the world is going to send our way. And again, that means really investing in activities and relationships that create that value for us. So by finding what those are, we are building up our own emotional fitness. But again, it's really of service to others. So should I be volunteering at my kid's school? Should I be helping clear the trails I hike? Or should I be helping my kids do their homework? That's a question that's now answerable because we have a technology to measure exactly what gives your brain the most value.
Does this apply to organizations? I started out with people first because people make up organizations, but how do you apply this type of technology in an organization?
So I'm really concerned about people. I'm a behavioral neuroscientist. I'm really trying to understand what the people do. And if you've looked, Ken, you know, every continent now is shrinking in terms of people, except for Africa, and Africa will top out maybe in the next 10 or 15 years. So we're actually running out of people. So I think for businesses, for governments, everybody, we've got to really keep the people who are working satisfied and reaching that level of excellence so they can really get the satisfaction of doing something of service to others, right? All organizations are in the service business, ultimately. We have organizations using our technology to create better employee experiences so that those employees get the benefit of really doing something excellent. That is providing customer service, or if you're not customer facing, doing the back end, doing the accounting, and really knowing what you love doing.
That's very interesting. I'm kind of stuck in my head on what you said about the population leveling off. Is that, except for Africa, that's something I don't know. And I'm wondering, you know, that impacts a lot of different areas of our life if we're not growing a population. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, what's your hit on that from a scientist's point of view?
Yeah, I think, you know, the robots and AI are going to help out, right? They're going to pick up some of those tasks that are rote that we have people doing now. But, I just had some work done in my house and the wind, a guy had to come fix the windows. That's not going to be automated yet. So we're still going to have these tasks that we need humans to do. So I think it's going to be this mix where we've got to really support those people who are working and creating value. We know that much of our life satisfaction, again, comes from work, much more than recreation. This is maybe another weird finding for people. But if you look at where people get satisfaction in their life, often it's at work. Because at work, we have goals. We have things we want to do. We can accomplish those goals and feel good that I did something important. Or if I'm recreating, I spent a day on the boat on the lake with my friends and had some beers and yeah, it was fun. But I didn't have a goal. I didn't have to work hard. So, you know, having that goal, that focus is really important. So I talked about the four pillars that extend health span. There's a fifth we can talk about, which is purpose. Like, what's the purpose of your life? Why are you actually doing any of this stuff? So people have a great sense of purpose, also have more emotional fitness, sleep better, exercise. So I happen to live in one of the only blue zones in the United States, Loma Linda. These are places where people regularly live past 100. And I've done a lot of National Institutes of Health funded research on the very old, because I can sample them nearby. And they are generally in helping professions. They have a great sense of purpose. They have religious faith. They're active in their communities. So all these things actually add to our quality of life and therefore extend our health span.
Yeah, it's interesting. You brought there was a book written about the blue zones, and they're now finding other blue zones. And I think one of the pieces that the book kind of left out was because it kind of focused a lot on diet and, you know, and exercise, but I think they left out what you just talked about. They didn't really go on the real importance of the social aspect. They touched on it, but that seems to be, like you just said, maybe 50% of our health and our vitality is based on relationship. And that doesn't surprise me at all.
I think most people are surprised. So you're better read than most people. When I say that, usually people go, oh, well, you know, I walk every day. And I'm like, yeah, but do you talk to people? So little things people can do.
Yeah.
If you walk every day, say hi to the neighbors. I have a dog. I walk every morning, every afternoon. I say hi to everybody. Some people respond, some people don't. It's all right.
Yeah.
I started saying hello to people in elevators as a little experiment recently. It is fascinating. You're in a box with other people. You're aware those are people in there, right? So about half the people I say hello to are freaked out, which also somehow makes me happy. And the other half, you have this 20-minute conversation. Hey, what are you here for? You're in a hotel. Where are you coming from? And it makes it much more pleasant. So someone has to initiate this, right? So I'm a big introvert, by the way. I'm talking nonstop. But generally, I can talk to nobody for 10 hours and be totally happy. But I have learned from my own research that I need to go out there and interact with people every day.
That's very interesting. I'm also a very developed introvert. And Miles also learned my extrovert skill sets, you know. But, you know, one of the things I do is that I go to the store. When I go to a store, my goal is to put a smile on the cashier's face because I just have a lot of compassion for them. They're sitting there 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever on their feet, walking around, whatever. And inevitably, though, I a lot of times I ask them a question. I'll say, you know, have you had a lot of happy customers today? And they'll go, oh, yeah, we have. I say, have any challenging ones? Oh, yeah, we have. And it's always surprising to me that they've had these challenging customers. I'm like, that's interesting. Why is that going on in a store where, you know, really they're there to serve, right? You know, the customers come in frustrated and what have you. So anyway, it's off subject, but.
No, it's a good subject. Can we pick that up?
Ahead.
So that's something.
Actually, let's pick it up. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll pick that right up.
Perfect.
Okay. And for all of you, I'd like to thank you for listening to this show. And this show is all about you. It's about you stepping into that place of living more joyfully, more productive, and having those connections that you and I always long for. You know, the ones that really uplift us, as Dr. Paul Zak was talking about today. So until next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we're talking a little bit about how to go from ordinary to extraordinary. What has to happen for you to take all areas of your life to a 10? Interesting. Some of you are going, oh, I'm going to turn that show off. That might be too much work for me. No, it's not. It's really not. I have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about neuroscience today and how to use the mind to impact all areas of your life and your behaviors and how to really achieve extraordinary success in all areas of your life. So, you know, think about your life right now. You know, are you a 10 in all areas? You know, let's think about your career. Think about your health, your fitness, your money, your finances, right? Maybe your social life, your spiritual life, your relationships. You know, all those areas of life you can up level. And if you do that, what happens is that you make better choices. You have to make better choices to do that. But we'll teach you a little bit about how to make some really great choices today to up-level those areas of life. And guess what happens then? Your life gets better and better. And actually, what I want to say is you get into the flow, into the zone of your life. Things start to flow in much greater ways. Sure, there's challenges. We all have challenges. But the challenges don't seem so great when you're in the flow. Some of you are in overwhelm. I know, because I coach a lot of you. And what happens with overwhelm is you're making a lot of times poor choices. You are taking on way too much. You're stressed out. You're worried. You're concerned. And that results in a difficult life, right? Yeah. The other part I want to say is the stress piece is a very important piece. Is you may know or may not know, I have another show called Heal It. And on that show, I interview a lot of medical doctors, integrative medicine doctors, doctors of naturopaths, and, you know, all MDs, some practitioners. But what they all tell me about stress, about 85 to 95% of all disease is caused by our stresses. Interesting. So if you can learn how to operate that brain in a different way, then guess what? You can reduce your stress. You can increase your power to make great choices. You can have more peace, more joy, more happiness in life. Who wouldn't want that? All right. Well, hopefully I've encouraged you to stay tuned and get some notes and pass this show on to people that you love, right? Because after the break, I'm going to introduce my guest. We're going to be talking about how you can up-level those areas of your life.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
All Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Paul Zak. And Paul, let's pick up what we just said. Talked about the store connecting.
Yeah. Right. So why do we see bad behavior? So most of my research has focused on why people are ever good. If no one's watching, why don't you just steal stuff? What, you know, we see a lot of good behavior, helping behaviors. And as you know, my lab was the first to show that this core signal that motivates good behavior in the brain is oxytocin, that motivates helping behaviors, increases our empathy, makes us kinder to others. And so the natural question is, when you have this neurochemical indicator, what inhibits it? What promotes it? So I've done work with criminal psychopaths. As you mentioned, I've done field work in Papua New Guinea and indigenous people to look at their underlying neurologic factors. We find across all these studies is that about 95% of the people we've tested, thousands of thousands, these are doing blood draws, measuring neurochemicals, are people with an intact connection oxytocin system. And when they behave badly, it's good people having a bad day. So who are these good people having a bad day? High levels of stress inhibit the release of oxytocin. And we know this intuitively, right? You're not your nicest self when you're stressed out, but it also is when you haven't slept, when you haven't eaten. From a brain perspective, that's a physiologic stressor. You're like, oh, I'm fine. I've been up 4 hours sleep. I can do it. No, you're a little disinhibited. You're not quite as nice generally. And we see this in criminal psychopaths. They actually lack, within a continuum, lack the capacity for empathy, for caring. And so they treat people badly all the time because they just don't feel bad. For us, this oxytocin system makes us feel bad if we treat someone badly. So we tend to treat people nicely most of the time. By the way, the other big inhibitor that you and I suffered from 40 years ago were high levels of testosterone. Who are the testosterone poisoned individuals? The young males, 15 to 25. When do you see the most crime committed? Yeah. 15 to 25 in men.
Yeah. Well, no, I can sure speak for that. My dad was a saint to raise me. So, and mom.
Me too.
Yeah. So, all right, let me tell you, Paul has a new book out. It's called Immersion. It's the science of the extraordinary and the source of the happiness. I think we're talking about it right now, actually. Paul, you know, first of all, I want to comment because what you're saying is if we can become aware of what is causing these bad behaviors or stressors in our life, then we can actually make changes and we can actually be calmer and really be nicer is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And it's like your friend who's looking for the next high, you know, it's slowing down. So if it's an important decision, not only should you slow down the decision process because the brain categorizes information. If you slow something down, if you sleep on it, if it's important, if you're going to buy a house, buy a business, get married, get divorced, you should definitely sleep on it. Sleep really categorizes all these decisions and it gives us greater clarity. So it seems like we always want to go fast. We're in the fast lane. We got to move, move, move. Slowing down actually will improve decision-making and therefore improve your happiness.
You know, it's a quote I use a lot is stillness is the price of greatness. And we can't get still unless we are slowing down. Because that's when we can get still, get quiet, tune into our intuitive abilities, you know, be able to reason things out. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Immersion. Tell me why you wrote Immersion. Why did you write Immersion?
Yeah, for two reasons. One is I think for individuals to know how they can curate their lives for great happiness, to help businesses do that. So I think businesses have almost a sacred duty to create these extraordinary experiences, not only to, again, increase profits, which it does, but to create amazing experiences that train our brains to be more present and more emotionally open. When we have these extraordinary experiences, we actually become better human beings. It induces neuroplasticity in the brain so that we're nicer parents, we're nicer spouses, we're better neighbors. And so imagine how that happens, right? You go in like me at the DMV. Great experience. And I was joking with everybody. I had such a good time. Well, I'm having a great day. I'm nicer to the next person I see. I'm nicer to my wife because I've had that great day. So when we can create these extraordinary experiences, we're really improving society, number one. Number two, for consumers, you should be aware of what businesses are doing that kind of hook you into these extraordinary experiences, right? Now, we would like to, if I'm going to dinner, I want to have a great experience. I want to have a great waiter who wants to be there, who's open to what I need and will give me suggestions and be friendly. I don't want someone who's dour and sad and unhappy, right? Ruins the experience. But I think there's a whole chapter on the ethics of persuasion. So if we're going to persuade people to do something, we at least should know about it. We can't coerce people.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, what you're really talking about, too, from my point of view, is personal responsibility. Taking responsibility for the experiences that are showing up in your life. And, you know, take that experience at the restaurant. Have you ever been at a table where somebody's complaining to the waiter about this and that? And how does a waiter respond, you know? They may respond being kind, right? But I can almost guarantee, you know, that the waiter's, you know, the waiter's feeling that heaviness of the table. The rest of the table's feeling it. You know, that oxytocin that we want to, is that what you said? The dopamine oxytocin we want to flow kind of stops, you know? So how do you change that around? Yeah. And I like what we're talking about. It's like we take responsibility for creating our experiences. If you want a great experience, then help somebody else have a great experience. I mean, is that simple, right, Paul?
It is. I mean, you might need different friends.
You might need different friends, yes.
That's the first thing. Yeah. But I thought also, you know, this sort of kindness. So again, what we see neurologically is oftentimes there are personality traits that are always going to be unhappy. We call these neurotic people. So they're just going to be unhappy and they actually reduce your own happiness if you're around them. So try to, you know, if you can, you know, pick the people who are not neurotic to be around you. But I like what you said, Ken. This oxytocin system is a gift we give to others, and they may or may not reciprocate to us. And so making that person happy, introducing, you know, the waiter introduces himself to you, why don't we introduce ourselves back? I always do it. Like, hi, I'm your waiter, Bob. I'm like, all right, I'm Paul. I'm going to be your best customer. So now I'm joking with him. We're having a nice time, just like you do with the cashier. And I'm signaling to him that we're going to be friends. It's all going to be nice. I'm an easygoing person, no stress. And all of a sudden that person relaxes. I get to relax. I'm going to have a great time. But I think also, you know, having the measurement tool on your phone.
We got to talk about that. Yeah, the measurement tool. All right. So let's just jump over there and tell me about it. Tell me what you got. What is that? Is that tell me about the tool.
Yeah. So the tool's called Tuesday. The website is besttuesdayever.com. And we created this because research from my lab showed that when people have enough of these peak immersion experiences, they build up their emotional fitness. So I say the word or phrase emotional fitness and not emotional wellness. Wellness is like you're well or unwell. But just like you can build up your physical fitness, you can build up your emotional fitness. How do you do that? You've got to know which activities and which people create those peak immersion moments for you. And we've shown you need these six waves of oxytocin per day to actually be emotionally fit. And that means you have high mood, you have high energy, you're excited. And this is not avoiding stress. So we have a stress measure in there as well. But actually a little bit of stress motivates you to engage with others. And so we made this app free because we think it's so important that now there is a tool that everyone can use.
I love that to build a lot. Their mental health. It's going on the screen right now. BestTuesdayEver.com for my listening audience. BestTuesdayEver.com. It's free. You can go and get the app. And what does the app track, Paul?
So it's tracking this interaction, the neuroelectrical interaction of dopamine and oxytocin, what you value second by second in your life. And if you know what you value and it links to your calendar, you'll know what you'll do to what you should do to be happier, right? So I think having that insight, just saying, well, be happier or be healthier or don't be depressed.
You know,
that doesn't
help anybody. One of the practices that somebody came on my show and said, if you just hug somebody for 20 seconds, it'll release the oxytocin in your system. So I've been practicing that the last couple of weeks with my wife. We just hugged for 20 seconds, right? And, you know, it's not that we didn't hug before, but we're consciously doing that. And I have to tell you that, you know, it's just that 20 seconds is awesome, but everything has kind of shifted. It's gotten a little better for us in our life. It's kind of weird. Just that little, isn't that weird?
Yeah. It is weird. So that's based on my research I did about 15 years ago showing that touch releases oxytocin. I'm kind of famous. I give this TED Talk in 2011. People can find it later, in which at the end, I hug a guy randomly in the audience, and the audience explodes. Everyone starts hugging each other. You don't need 20 seconds. A couple seconds is just enough. 20 seconds, if it's someone you know well, of course, is great. And so what does oxytocin do? Increases our empathy. So now we're better social interactors. We're better social creatures. Reduces physiologic stress and improves the functioning of the immune system. Win, win, win. Now you can see why social connections are so valuable.
So, by the way, you know, we had the book up there a minute ago. Maybe we can get it back up. But tell me where people can get your book.
Anywhere books are sold, Amazon.
And you know, somebody's reading the book, Paul. What do you think they'll walk away with?
I hope they walk away with maybe two things. One is the key to happiness is really service to others. And the second is identifying those places, those organizations, those businesses that are creating extraordinary experiences for yourself. Because even if you're paying for it, it doesn't mean your brain value this highly.
I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's discuss the research around what shuts down the oxytocin, the dopamine. What shuts it down, and can you reignite it quickly, or does it take time once it's tuned off? So we'll be right back, and we will discuss that when we get back from the break.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll get right back to Dr. Paul Zak in 1 second. I just want to encourage you to go and sign up for our subscription on our YouTube so you never miss a show. You can also see all of our past shows at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. Dr. Paul Zak. All right. So what, you know, what are the big stoppers of this flow of oxytocin, dopamine, and, you know, what's not, and that other question I said about how long does it take to reignite it?
Yeah. Let's take the first one first. So human brain, as I said, is very lazy. It's sets in habits. So if you have a habit where you're not making eye contact with people or you feel socially disconnected, then it's harder to get that system restarted. And so you can do that by embedding yourself within organizations that will help you do that. Go volunteer somewhere. Go someplace where you have to help people so that you're forced to have those interactions. So the brain is very plastic, is the technical word. It means it evolves very rapidly. So if I put you in an environment where you need to be more social, the system will restart for most people. So the exceptions are people who have suffered extraordinary trauma. Some of the times these systems are shut down. People with some pathological conditions, I mentioned psychopaths, have a dysfunction in this. But for most of us, even if we feel a little stressed around strangers, right, we're balancing that with a desire to interact with them. So that's what's really different about human beings is we are gregariously social. So if you take chimpanzees that don't know each other, put them together in a cage, they will try to kill each other. Humans rarely do that, right? If I put you next to you on an airplane, I start talking to you, right? Maybe you put your earbuds in, you don't want to talk to me too much. That's okay. But we still be friendly. We certainly wouldn't try to kill each other. It happens rarely, right? But it's the rareness of things like murder or violence that make it stand out. Usually we just want to get along.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Can you, with sociopaths, is there hope? Is there hope? What does the science say around that?
Yeah. Psychopathy runs on a continuum. So people who are, have sort of light levels of symptoms who can be treated with therapy and with meds, people with more extreme psychopathology, generally there isn't hope. So their brains are roughly broken. We did research in Wisconsin where they can be civilly psychopaths, criminal psychopaths can be civilly remanded potentially for life because their risk of reoffending is very high. Mm-hmm. And when when I work in these facilities, you know, you see these people who are just blank. They're like, there's just no cognition going on. They don't feel what we feel. So, in the middle, it kind of depends. Unfortunately, some programs that have tried to teach psychopaths to be more empathic increase reoffending criminally. Because as they go, oh, this is what the human's like. I should pretend like I really care about them. But neurologically, they just don't have the architecture to feel bad like we would if we were to hurt somebody.
Interesting. Okay. Well, earlier on you mentioned neurotics. How do you define a neurotic individual?
It's someone who by personality is just worried all the time. So they're just unhappy about everything in life. And there's some kind of underlying genetic components to that. And so for people who complain, sometimes they're in our families, you know, aunt or a grandmother or something who just likes to complain all the time. But it is unpleasant. So again, what the literature shows is that our happiness depends on the five or six people we're closest to. So if I'm around a couple of people who are neurotic, unhappy, complaining, I can't help but absorb that, right? And so that's why I said, you know, try to pick kind of who you're around.
I always say your environment is a little stronger than your willpower sometimes. So pick, like Paul says, if your environment is including people that are complainers, worriers, people that are putting you down, it may be time to switch that up. Yeah.
I think of people who you invest in each other, you know, so my kids are now young adults out of the house and I've really invested in my friend relationships. Yeah. And so that means I'm going to call them up. I'm going to invite them out for happy hour, do some activity. And so putting time and effort in those relationships, and then it generally reciprocates. And well, those are the people I want to spend the time with. They invest also in a relationship with me. So I think, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on the planet. I want to spend that time with the people who give to me, and I want to give back to them. They don't just take.
Yeah. No, I really get that. Now, you know, that that piece you've mentioned several times on the show, that service piece, where, you know, if you're somebody out there and you're not feeling great, go find somebody else that's feeling worse than you and help them. You know, that's what I tell people. It's like, oh, just get out there, you know. No, don't sit at home and worry about what you can't control. Go out and do something that you can control. Yeah.
And also, by the way, the oxytocin response doesn't have to be touch necessarily. It can be a phone call. Yeah. You know, when it's like our age, Ken, you know, when you get old enough, even as a guy, I can call my guy friends and go, I love you, buddy, man, you're the best. And like, it feels so good when you have someone, not in your family, who says they love you and you know they mean it. Like, what's better than that? You know, so feel free to say that. It's okay, right? Or if it's a friend, they know it's not weird. If you're, I don't know, if you're over 15 and you tell someone you love them, you know, it's not weird. You're a friend. They know it. Yeah, I know what that
that's kind of it's cultural here in the United States. You know, in other countries, men hug and women hug and everybody tells each other they love each other. It's kind of a weird cultural thing we developed. Let me ask you this. We're talking about excellence, right? Okay, so and we just have a few more minutes left. Three top ways that people can step into excellence in their own personal life. What are the three most important ways that you know you can do that?
One is to really identify your personal purpose, right? So what do I do besides work and family? What am I doing on the planet that makes me feel like a valuable human being? And lean into that purpose. So when people can find their purpose or mission in life, their life satisfaction really increases. They become happier. They're nicer to be around. So find that sense of purpose. The second is you've got to really focus on sleep, exercise, and diet for sure, right? Those are just table stakes. And the third is then connect, right? You've got to really connect, find those relationships that are most valuable to you. That builds up your ability to be more emotionally open. You're a better human being at work, at home. People want to be around you. So one of the odd things in life is that, you know, if we want people to be around us, we have to kind of know who we are, right? Like in dating, you know, if you're not needy, you're really attractive. If you know why you're on the planet, if you're well-rested, well-fed, exercised, and you want to give to others, who doesn't want to be around?
I got about a minute left. What is your thought on meditation? I saw you light up when I said stillness is the price of greatness. What does the science say around meditation? Right, you know, again, we only got a minute or so. What do you got there?
We've done a lot of research on meditation. A couple key takeaways. Certainly great to reduce stress for sure. If you do it in a group, it's more effective than if you do it alone.
How about that?
How about that, which is interesting. And if you have a great teacher, a meditation guru, it actually, from a neurologic perspective, improves it. But you can get that same interaction with friends if you're quiet and still. If you're doing activities like walking meditation, I think is wonderful. Something
that was powerful. Thank you for that. Dr. Paul Zak, what a brilliant show. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to invite you to come back sometime.
What a pleasure, Ken. Thanks so much.
All righty. And for all of you, I'd like to thank you for listening to this show. And this show is all about you. It's about you stepping into that place of living more joyfully, more productive, and having those connections that you and I always long for. You know, the ones that really uplift us, as Dr. Paul Zak was talking about today. So until next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then do the impossible.